Poor Kamala Harris got heckled again on the campaign trail, and unlike Donald Trump, who has faced an occasional heckler who owns them like a stand-up comedian instead of having them completely disrupt the show, Kamala Harris doesn't know what to do and gets completely flustered and looks like a fool.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy.
You're fighting for a communist revolution, ma'am.
Fighting for a democracy. And understand the difference here. Understand the difference here. Moving forward.
Moving forward. Just keep that in mind.
Moving forward. Understand the...
Moving forward. What she's doing, I think, is signaling the person operating the teleprompter who stopped scrolling it so that she could... maybe have some off-the-cuff remarks in order to try to push back against the hecklers. But no, so she just said, moving forward, keep that thing rolling. Let me just continue reading my speech here. But they didn't get it.
Difference here. What we are looking at is a difference in this election. Let's move forward.
Please, teleprompter operator, turn the thing back on.
See where we are. Because on the issue, for example, of freedom of choice.
Things didn't go any better when rapper Cardi B joined her on stage in Milwaukee last night when the teleprompter completely malfunctioned and left her standing on stage sounding like a buffoon.
One second, guys.
What's please start rolling the teleprompter, crew. He has no idea what to say.
Okay. I need patience over here. Patience, where are you, girl? I need patience over here.
She's calling for her assistant, who then brings up a cell phone, which has the script in it. And then she reads from the notepad on the phone. And while Donald Trump is working hard on the campaign trail, talking about how his policies will make America great again, the communists are also out on the campaign trail, rolling out a new celebrity every day in order to try to dupe the mentally enslaved masses into voting for Kamala. This is Jennifer Lopez, who you may not recognize because she has two golf ball size injections of filler in her cheeks as she desperately tries to stave off the aging process.
I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional, but you know what? You know what? We should be emotional. We should be upset. We should be scared and outraged. We should. Our pain matters. We matter. You matter.
P. Diddy's crimes matter, and you too should be arrested. And in response to Donald Trump's brilliant garbage truck publicity stunt this week, meme maker C3P Meme, who I would argue is probably the best meme maker in the world, created this gem.
Now, after Donald Trump's epic photo op with the garbage truck, Kamala Harris decided to do a stunt of her own. In a nod to failed presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, as you can see here, Kamala Harris was seen riding around in a tank. She also made a few word salads as she went for a joyride. Let's listen in.
And talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time.
If you don't get this reference, I'll explain it in a moment. This is absolutely genius.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. To see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Yes!
This latest stunt from Kamala's team sums up her campaign so well.
Back in 1988, Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis' team thought it'd be a good idea to record a campaign ad and air it, showing him riding around in a tank, wearing a helmet, and pretending to man a machine gun, trying to make him look tough. And it was instantly derided as the most ridiculous campaign ad in history. And still, to this day, probably is and is a perfect example of a campaign ad idea gone wrong. And the Kamala campaign was hoping that the new October jobs report, which came out yesterday, November 1st, would give her a big boost in the polls. But then this happened.
Back with the Fox News Alert, and this is new to all of us. The October job report's just released. It shows the U.S. added only 12,000 jobs last month. That's about 100,000 fewer than economists expected. That's unbelievable.
And the and Jake Tapeworm over at the Clown News Network, who occasionally remembers somewhere deep down in what's left of his soul that once he was a journalist, and then he makes statements on air like this.
When Trump said he was going to do something for women, whether they like it or not, whether the women like it or not, he was talking about protecting women, whether they like it or not. Certainly you can take issue with the language, but it wasn't he wasn't saying he was just going to do whatever he wanted, regardless of, you know. Anyway.
The Kamala campaign took that clip out of context and tried to portray it as if he was talking about taking away their rights, their supposed rights, to have an abortion, even though he has said numerous times on the campaign trail that he's not going to sign a national abortion ban. And after the repeal of Roe versus Wade, that decision then got sent back to the states. And Donald Trump's stance on that actually upset many hardcore pro-life activists who started flailing their arms around and saying that they're not sure if they're going to be able to vote for him now because he supports abortion. Do you want to win this election, or do you want Kamala to be the next president of the United States and the Democrats to then maybe take back the House of Representatives and to hold on to the majority in the Senate? Jake Tapeworm must have seen this clip of his colleague Caitlin RBF Collins talking with Stephen Colbert when Colbert accidentally made people laugh, me included.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
And here is Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Levitt absolutely devouring a reporter from ABC News for repeating the Operation Mockingbird's new talking point, claiming that Donald Trump wants to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad when he obviously said to put a rifle in her hand and then send her out to fight the wars that she supports.
You want to talk about violence against political opponents? Let's talk about the fact that Democrats have been labeling President Trump a threat to democracy for the better half of 10 years. Let's talk about how they have compared him to Hitler, one of the worst mass murderers in the history of the world, and that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden weaponized the court system and the justice system in this country against Donald Trump in an attempt to imprison him. He sat through a courthouse for 7 weeks this past year, and the Democrats were hoping he would go to jail for it. That is real political violence that has led to two heinous assassination attempts on President Trump's life that, by the grace of God, he was able to escape, and he is here with us today. So yes, President Trump knows a little bit about political violence because he's experienced it himself. And talking about the tragic realities of war that Liz Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney, have got this country into is not political violence. It's talking about the reality of the foreign conflicts that the Washington, D.C. establishment have sold out young Americans to for decades.
Whoa, this woman is fantastic. It would be fantastic if you subscribe to my YouTube channel for new here and check back on a regular basis. And thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, because I will see you soon.